they do. They smile in your face
all the time. They wanna take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
It's a long, let's tie it in Memphis, aiming straight at your back, and I don't think they'll miss.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Well, KRDO radio listeners and all of you in podcast country, that is the burst of my energy drink and the start of today's radio show, The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. And like every single week that you and I meet here, I've got a new conversation with you. Actually, I was just telling my radio producer, Matt, after 12 years, almost 12 and a half years, we've been doing this radio show, and that's 12 times 52. That's over 625 shows. I have never had a conversation, an official radio program, about the subject I'm going to breach and share with you today. Also, it's perfect because I'm also sharing the studio and the microphone with Bill McAfee today, my longest standing partner over 10 years. And we'll be doing the economic update, sharing with you all of the details about the real estate market in Colorado Springs. And on top of that, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about what's going to be my radio conversation and podcast next week about the massive changes that have happened with real estate commissions. So you're going to want to stick around. If you think you've only got 3 to 5 minutes en route to your next appointment, your next soccer game, your next pickleball match, your next client appointment, you might want to stick around. And always, every single one of these podcast radio shows is archived on all the different platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and then some. But with the drum roll, Matt, today we're going to have a conversation about the dangers of credit counselors. Oh, I almost fell asleep on that one there. There's probably a reason why I haven't talked about credit counselors, because it can be a dry subject. But the bottom line is, it's a very, very important one, because with inflation rising the way that it has, and boy, radio listeners, it's been persistent. They were hopeful, the talking heads, the Federal Reserve, the politicians, the current presidential administration, all of the fake news was hopeful in December, stating that interest rates were going to fall at least 3 times this year. And I'm not going to have a show on why inflation is so persistent today, but it has a byproduct, and that is record amount of consumer debt for Americans. We're talking well beyond $1 trillion of student loan debt, over $1 trillion of unsecured credit card debt, almost 750,000 in automobile debt, and all of that is essentially unsecured. And with all the promises of the federal government and the current administration paying off your student loan debt, do you believe there are still tens of thousands of Americans that have tens of thousands of dollars? We're talking $20,000 to $70,000 in school debt. And right now, that's a super lien debt, which means it doesn't matter if you file for bankruptcy or not, that student debt, like IRS debt, can never go away. But the credit card debt is what really got my attention on this. And what I want to share is that I'm going to cover 3 things. First of all, what is a credit counselor and what are various titles that they operate under? Like, for example, I'll get into it in the next segment, but I helped a client, which was the muse for this show, who was using a debt consolidation specialist. Isn't that an interesting title. And basically what they were is they're nothing more than debt settlement company. So we're going to talk to you about all the different names and types. Then we're going to talk about if you must use these companies, what are some things that you should be aware of and leery of and concerned about with these debt settlement companies. And then thirdly, what are some of the actual positives about debt settlement companies, and how can you even settle your own debt and not have to hire these individuals? And the reason that I mention that is because the big takeaways up front, if you can't stick around for the entire program, just like I told you with my client, don't ignore your delinquent accounts because they just won't go away. He had over a $20,000 Discover debt that is still with him 22 years later from silly mistakes in his 20s. And then I also want to tell you that you have to look into these different debt settlement companies before you sign a contract. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break. I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction as a licensed loan originator. I can also help you understand the dangers of credit counselors in more detail. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
Don't go around tonight.
For sticking with me, I am Jay. I'm your radio and podcast friend. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. This is the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. I'm going to have Bill McAfee, who founded and was the president of Empire Title for over 15 years. Now he's retired in a consultation or a consult mode. He still does his classes. Ashley Bush is the president. Empire Title is an amazing, still the largest title company in Colorado Springs, parent company Stewart Title now. But Bill is going to be here doing an economic update. But I'm having a full 15-minute conversation with you about the dangers of credit counselors, how to identify them, how to be aware of the drawbacks of a debt settlement company, and then also things to look out for in interviewing a reliable debt settlement company if you need to use them. And then, of course, what are your other alternatives? Is it bankruptcy? Is it settling yourself? All of us know with the amount of debt that's accumulating with Americans, 70%, 7 out of 10 of all the people I talk to as a licensed loan mortgage originator, individuals, 70% of them are saying, hey, my debts are mounting. I have one client that talked to me this week that got an $800,000 line of equity at like 3%, and now it's at 9%, and interest-only payments are $72,000 a year, over $6,000 a month. And that's a reflection that America's in trouble, and I'm here to help. If you don't tune in to Dave Ramsey, if you don't tune in to another consumer advocacy show, you're not going to learn about this. I am not a debt settlement expert. I've helped hundreds upon hundreds of people settle their debt. I just recently did it for the first time in 3-4 years, and that was the muse of this show. But I want to share with you here, I can help you. Especially if you own a home. If you own a home and you're accumulating debt, you're playing proverbial Russian roulette with your house. Because once debt collectors find out that you have a house and you have more than $5,000, $10,000 of debt that's not settled in a timely fashion with them, folks, they're not going to go away. Those delinquent accounts are going to turn into collections, and collection accounts are going to turn into judgments, and judgments are going to turn into liens on your house with double-digit interest at 20%, 30%, or whatever the delinquency terms of your card are. So it's not going to go away, and it's difficult because debt settlement industry go under all different names. Understand there's debt collectors, and understand these debt collectors don't work for you. They work for the credit card or the debtor companies. So they're going to push and hound and not stop. That's what their job is. But also they're known as credit counselors, settlement specialists, debt collection attorneys. Folks, these are the most expensive if they're representing you or if they're representing the actual companies that are holding your debt. They go as debt buyers, debt collection agencies, accredited debt relief companies. There's Freedom Debt. There's National Debt Relief Organizations. They're everywhere. And the fact of the matter is, that's not enough. There's actually debt management companies and plans. So you can call up a company that goes under the title of credit counselors. This is exactly what my client had, a company that I will withhold the name. It was a national company that advertises themselves as credit counselors. They're really credit settlers. But there are actual debt management companies as well. There is credit counseling where they don't settle your debt, but they give you counseling on how to create a budget. And then, of course, how to manage and eliminate your unpaid debt. And then there's also debt management plans and debt management plan companies. There's nonprofits that do this. So the bottom line is you have to do your research. Like I told you before the break, if you're listening right now and you don't hear anything else, you cannot ignore your debt. It just will not go away. And if you wait too long, you might even put the worst case scenario of you having to file a bankruptcy in jeopardy. Because if they start to get liens and judgments against your house, there is some chance that you won't be able to get that removed. So the bottom line is here that the debt settlement industry, it does serve a purpose. But here are the things to be aware of. First and foremost, understand if you go to a debt settlement company, there's actually no guarantee that you're going to settle your debt. And many of them don't follow the rules and regulations of their given industry. Shocker. But in all industries, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a tax preparer, whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're a lender, God, look at Wells Fargo, whether you're a bank. I mean, they just got billions, literally with a B, billions in fines for people reacting to Wells Fargo bank contests of opening new accounts and found guilty of opening phantom accounts for clients that didn't want accounts, and then they would transfer money around. I mean, any industry can be corrupt, but the debt collection industry is not the most, but one of the most susceptible industries for this. Like, for example, you need to be aware that these companies do charge a fee for you to settle your debt. And there's a regulation on how much they can charge, but many people sidestep it. I talked to two companies that wanted an upfront fee, and by the association that regulates them, and now they fall under the consumer protection, same one that regulates mortgage, the CFPB, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. But there's tons of companies that charge fees up front even before they do anything for you. Other companies have a flat fee that's legal as long as you sign and abide by their disclosures. Some actually, and most of them, charge a percent of the accounts that they settle. And the worst case scenario, by God, if you're in a debt collection attorney, you're going to pay their fees to the tune of $200 to $400 an hour. Don't get me started on that. And don't, it's not all negative. I'm going to get to the point where I show you there are some positives. I'll start with the negative, finish with the positive. But also, number two, when you enter into a payment plan with a credit counselor or a consolidation specialist, they're typically going to have you pay a monthly payment, get you into a regimen of what you have not done in the past. And that's pay your debt, your credit cards, your auto payment on time. Now, a auto agreement and loan, they can come and repossess the vehicle, and they do that. They can't come and repossess the credit card or the junk you bought. Sadly enough, a lot of people are living in debt, and they're buying consumables like food to eat, which is just absolutely crazy. But they get you the debt settlement companies. In this case, it was called the consolidation specialist, has you pay a monthly payment. And my client was very startled to learn that no payments had been made to Capital One at all, because over 75% of these debt collection companies and the debtors they face will not accept partial payments every month. They're not in the business of that. Once you go delinquent or into a collection account, they're going to wait until you have settlement in full. So it's very likely right now, if you're in a debt settlement plan with one of these counselors or consolidation specialists, they're collecting your money and they're pooling it themselves. So if you stop, you can't continue, or you disappear, or God forbid something happens to you where you pass away, all that money gets flushed down the toilet. It's not until you have the full amount of the collection that they're going to settle. In fact, the client that I worked with, he had two separate collections, one that was like $2,000, the other one was like $1,700. He was $200 short of settling both of them, and they had not settled yet. For the life of me, I don't know why they didn't settle on account A and then build up account B, because of course, this is confusing, but the credit card companies at the end can change their rules. Hey, interest rates have went up. The debt is no longer $30,000. It's $34,000. We're not going to take a payoff of $17,000. We want $20,000. They have the right to do that, and all is fair in love and war, or it's still an open game until you make that final payment. So that's a big one that people did not understand that I want to help you understand. And if for any reason you stop paying before they're collected, all that money can go away. And then here's the bottom line. In settlement, please understand that this appears on your credit very similar to a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Very much like a Chapter 13 bankruptcy because it's a payment plan. But even a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, because when the debt servicing company and the debt settlement company agree to a settlement, they have the right to report that count on a monthly basis as an active delinquent account, hitting you every month with another 30-day, 60-day, 90, 120-day late payment, and it devastates your actual credit score. So it's so important that you understand that. And again, some consolidation and abbreviation and summary on the negatives or the cons to these debt settlement companies is it's going to damage your credit further than it's even damaged now. On an average, there is a high cost for doing this. As I just mentioned, there's no guarantee that your debt's going to be settled. And it's just not exclusive to this industry, but there is a larger potential for scams and financial wrongdoings to happen for you. So call me during the break. It's 719-330-1457. If you have questions specific about debt that you have, or more important, some of your relatives, siblings, like this client I'm working with, or if some of your adult children have credit challenges, you can call me. But also, I just talked to my wife about this on a walk yesterday, saying, hey, honey, our son has a Discover card. Have you talked to him? Because I've talked to him, and we need to talk to him 15 times about he's paying 25 to 35% interest, because Discover's one of the highest interest cards out there, that he needs to pay it off on a monthly basis. So you do the same. And like I said, call me during the break, 719-330-1457. As a licensed loan originator, I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. And don't go anywhere. I'm going to be here with big, sexy Bill McAfee right after the break. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. That's what
life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Thanks so much for sticking with me. I am talking today about the dangers of credit counseling, and with a heavy subject like that,
housekeeping,
we need a break. And I've got one of my best friends, partners, Bill McAfee with Empire Title. I told him Ashley Bush is the president now, my friend. You are officially a consultant.
I am a consultant. I'm not sure what that really means. That means I just do what
the
Ashley
biggest
does.
And the sexiest consultant that they have.
Well, down in Grand Cayman, I am known as Big Sexy.
So that is awesome. I love that. I've seen you holding a fish as big as you. What was that anyways? A marlin?
That was a mahi-mahi.
A mahi-mahi, yep. Which is a tuna.
Yeah. That was fun.
I just had mahi-mahi at this Black Forest Bistro. Have you heard of that?
No, I don't think so.
Get this.
Good?
It is only open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 5 to 8 p.m. It's like literally on that one block of downtown, which there isn't. There's just one intersection in Black Forest. And it's this gal that's notorious on the Food Network, and she's the chef. And there's only about, I would say, maybe 50 people can sit in this small establishment. And it's only open from 5 to 8, and she has the most amazing seafood menu.
Oh, my gosh.
So you and Ronnie look into that.
I'll have to find that.
It's amazing. In fact, Marlo and I, anything north of Garden of the Gods, we call South Denver. And we're way down the second to last exit down by Lake and South Academy, by the Broadmoor. We're up there, and we run into a couple more couples from the Broadmoor that drove the 40 minutes up there.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to try it.
Yep.
What's it called?
It is called the Black Forest Bistro, I think.
I'll have to give it a shot.
Well, we've got some crazy numbers here, my friend. I'm excited, but a little bit concerned because even in this high interest rate environment, and Bill, no offense, but even the interest rates that you posted on the February closeout, people just want to say 6%. I think yours was 6.94. That's 6.94% trending up because now they're not going to decrease rates, and that's at a 2% discount. So if you have a $300,000 loan, that's $6,000 just to secure the 6.75, 6.85% rate. As a homeowner, I'm excited that the median price is up about 3%, but that scares the heck out of me with interest rates and what's going to happen when rates go down and inventory remains low.
Right. You know, Jay, one of the trends that I predicted last year but didn't understand, I predicted that average would be down 1 to 2 and median be down 2 to 3 year over year. And average ended up being up 1%.
Wow.
And median ended up being down only 0.6.
That's crazy for last year. And last year we hit as high as 8%.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. The one thing, though, that Jay, it didn't affect the prices as much, but it did affect the number of units sold. And that trend is continuing through the first part of this year. So keep in mind, last year we sold about 23% fewer homes in 23 than we did in 22. Well, amazing. So, almost 0.25%.
Almost one out of four. One out of four homes didn't go on the market
last year. Now, look at the residential units sold. And this is just January and February. We're down almost 4%. Bless you.
Just year to date.
Which is just January and February compared to January and February of last year. So the trends that I am still seeing to continue because of that mass shortage that we have in single family residential homes, prices are still holding. In fact, if you look, average is up 0.8 or rounded to 1%. Median's up 2.4.
I know. It's incredible.
That's January and February compared to January and February of last year. But I can tell you the reason. It's the shortage.
We have a massive shortage
of single family homes.
Still less than 2,000 homes.
Absolutely. But
now, if you're listening right now, I've talked about this until I'm blue in the face the last 14 months. Right now is the best time to purchase since 2018. That is more than 6 years now, folks, because once interest rates go down, you're not going to get houses at below cost with seller proceeds. It's going to be an absolute frenzy, like piranhas in the water, with prices going up, over asking offers, because millennials are coming to the table with income of $250,000 a year household income bill.
Well, and you know what, Jay, with the other side of this being, it's with it, and if you go to our active listings, go back to April of 22.
Okay.
And here's an interesting factor. We went from 21 into 22, and literally from 2008, listings had just been going down and down and down and down. Finally, in 22, April of 22, listings started coming back up.
What was the low of the low?
The low of the low, we got down to where,
like 700.
500.
Oh, 500.
Yeah, we had 500 at times in the MLS.
Oh, that's right. Where you'd go through that entire inventory by like the 17th of the month.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this is a running average, so it actually got lower, but I know what it was. It was 500. There were some days you looked in the MLS, we only had 300 listed.
On the entire.
Summer of 21 and summer of 22.
And those are, some of those are new builds that is just a lot attached to a, what do you want to call, an elevation architectural plan.
Right.
And a gust of wind. I mean, there's not even a contract. You couldn't even move into a percent of these houses.
Well, and here's the interesting thing that has happened. So listings did start to climb, okay?
Okay.
But then in April in 22, they started to flatten out. And they flattened out. Oh, here you go. They flattened out for about, they've been about 10 or 12 straight months now that listings had gone up, but now they're flat. They're not really growing.
Why do you think that is?
Two reasons. One, still with all the red tape and regulations, it is so damn hard for builders to get stuff through. It's still not easy. The other big side of that, we had rates that were down 2.1, 2.5, 3% or below. People aren't selling those homes.
No, they're not. Those are coffin homeowners that, like Marlo and I, we're going to stay in our house and keep it until the day we die.
Yep, absolutely.
In fact, it's the only mortgage I'm not paying off at an accelerated pace. I'm doing 15-year pace, but we have 2.25% on a VA loan.
Right.
And it's crazy because laws are even, we can't talk about it now, but laws are getting crazy in Colorado.
Absolutely.
To
landlord-tenant.
Really, deter even further real estate development.
And Jay, if you look at the number of sales, and again, we're just looking over this last 10 to 12 months. It's been very interesting because during that same time frame that listings plateaued, so they did come back up some. We're still, Jay, we should have about 3,500 listings in the MLS. We have about 1,800.
Yeah.
We're still about half of where we should be. As far as the
actual 3,500 is not robust. I mean, we were as high as 6,000.
We damn near hit 7.
Yeah.
On a monthly deal.
Yeah, on a monthly basis in 2008, 9, and 10, we damn near hit 7,000 homes on the market, and now we're grasping for 1,800.
Absolutely. And if you look at the last 10 to 12 months, Jay, sales, and this, it tie it right to those interest rates. What happened was I thought prices were going to be affected. Prices really haven't been. What's been affected is the number of units that are selling.
Yeah, that's and the number really of people affected. Buying. That's why sales are off 25%.
You know, Jay, we have that assumption company that I've told you about.
Yeah.
We have well over 50 deals sitting in that right now.
Wow.
Well, and that's going to continue to grow. We have one that I believe we got this one close. It was a $2.3 million deal. I think they had a $1.5 or a $1.8 million first. That buyer, and I didn't think in that price range that the assumptions were going to be a thing. It's amazing how many of those that we're doing. And in this particular, that buyer is saving, if he had to get a loan today at, let's say, 7%.
Yeah.
That one, I think, was at 2.5. He's saving like $7,000 a month.
I know, but I'm dumbfounded because I thought only government loans, FHA and VA could do it.
Yeah, no, we're
that's conventional.
No, this was VA.
It's VA.
It's a VA loan.
Okay, great.
It was and we have, that's one story. I can't tell you. The one thing I'm shocked about these assumptions is I thought this would all be in the $500,000
buyers
got knocked
crazy
out of the market.
So if you're listening right now, what an assumption is that if you're a vet or you're using an FHA loan and you don't want a 7% interest rate, if you can find someone who will sell the house and allow you to assume their existing loan, like Bill said on this one, you can save up to $7,000 a month, definitely $700. So in the last 2 minutes, how would you put a bow around the economic update for February of 2024, Bill?
Well, for February, and even Jay through the rest of this year, you and I talked off air a little bit, but I do not see a large decrease in interest rates this year. I'm just not seeing it.
There's no way. Powell is still saying there's going to be
we're
going to
look at the data, but I don't even know that's going to be correct.
That's not the case at all. And then once he admits that there aren't going to be any,
right,
then there's going to be a shockwave.
Which will actually even shoot the rates back up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, the shockwave will shoot the rates back up.
I'm just not seeing that. So when I look through, I still believe in our market. It seemed like people had kind of gotten used to those rates being up there. And even talking to the agents out there, people were starting to kind of filter back in. Showings were increasing. But when we start hitting that 7.25, that 7.5, I'm telling you, the brakes go on again. And I think we're going to see the same thing we did last year, where sales will continue to decline. Prices will hold steady because of this massive shortage that we have.
Yeah. And Colorado Springs is a unique environment, my friend. I mean, you've probably never heard of Grove, Oklahoma, or Stockton, Missouri.
No.
3-bedroom, 2-bath houses. Good shape. Right. $150,000 a piece. Colorado Springs is unique that we've got this frenzy, but we keep hitting a ceiling like at 450 to 480.
You know, interesting,
in the value.
Jay, I just saw in the journal yesterday. No, it was 2 days ago. Austin, Texas, which is a similar city, their prices are going down as fast as anywhere in the country right now.
And you know why?
Part of it's there. The way they run things.
Yeah. Yep. The way they run things, and there's geographical limitation to Colorado Springs, folks. We have lakefront property butting up against Pikes Peak Forest. We have lakefront property with Fort Carson off to the south with the Air Force Academy in the north. And in the last 30 seconds, my friend, have you driven out to Peyton lately?
Oh, yes.
There is no gap. Yeah. It's one solid city. We went out to Black Forest Road for this bistro.
Right.
Dude, I don't know how those people are getting through intersections. They're just neighborhoods behind neighborhoods.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. That Falcon, Peyton area, the whole way out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different market. The last thing I would say for both buyers and sellers as we go through this year, sellers' prices are probably going to hold, but it's going to be on the market a hell of a lot longer. You're still going to have to be reasonable on your prices. Buyers, look for assumptions out there. If you can't do the rates that we're at right now, the other side of that being prices definitely that had been going up have definitely leveled. So we're not climbing at the rate that we were climbing on the prices.
Awesome. Yep. Well, thanks so much, Bill. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put a fancy bow wrapped around this conversation of the dangers of credit counselors right after these important messages. Call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance mortgage.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I take it. Wrap it up. I take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, babe.
Okay, folks, this is the last 9 minutes before we part ways, and I want to put a nice little bow on this conversation about debt counselors. I shared with you some of the cautionary items you should be aware of. You're going to damage your credit further by settling, but it's a necessary evil if you're in that situation sometimes. Number two, just be aware that you have to pay for it, and some of the costs can be high. If you elect to hire the services of a debt settlement company, there's no guarantee that your debt will be settled. And then lastly, it's just a big open environment for scams, just like other places. But I did want to finish on a positive note, and you can call me at 719-330-1457. Here's top 5 things you should look for when you're hiring or researching a debt relief agency, or like I said, a debt settlement company. Number one, you have to look for accreditations. Every industry has accreditation. You can go through the Better Business Bureau. I think that's a little bit of a, hey, if you pay our fee, we'll make you look good agency. In the case of debt relief agencies, I think America's Fair Credit Council is a good rating agency to look at. Call me at 719-330-1457 and I'll give you some more details. Number two, you've got to review their debt settlement fee disclosure before you sign anything. That's so important. And like I told you, you at least want to talk to at least 3 to 5 agencies before you hire one. You're going to be blown away at the difference. You have to look for their experience in the industry. Like, here's an example. At Churchill Mortgage, where I'm a licensed loan officer, we have been around for 32 years. I mean, there's companies like Countrywide Mortgage here locally, Cherry Creek Mortgage, that have ceased to exist. So if you can just be in the debt settlement service industry for 30 or 40 years, you're doing something correct, and that experience matters. You also want to ask people specifically, hey, in your debt settlement fee disclosure, where is your range of settlement percentages? So I'm saying if you owe $1,000, I'm telling you right now, a credit agency should absolutely get you 25 to a 45% settlement rate, which means if you owe $1,000, if you pay them in one upfront payment, you really should not have to pay more than $250 to $450. A lot of these agencies will settle at that, but then charge you the 20% difference, so you're getting some settlement, but it's like 65%. And I promise you, if you called me at 719-330-1457, less than 3 minutes on the phone, I could help you at least get to 60 cents on the dollar. And I'll explain that here at the end of our conversation. But again, you've got to look at the customer satisfaction, number four, for these companies. Like I said, the Better Business Bureau, Trustpilot, Angie's List, stuff like that. People do outside reviews and backgrounds. You can go through the Wall Street Journal and other legitimate sources, at least going to 3 to 4 sources to make sure they're not paid sponsorships to evaluate these companies. And finally, most importantly, is the customer experience and the tools they offer, like progress tracking. My client that had a collection, quote unquote, counseling agency had no clue at all that like the $4,000 he'd already paid into this settlement did not even settle his Capital One cards yet. And I'll say that again. I knew it because when I pulled his credit, it showed both of his Capital One cards still had full delinquency that had been in place for the last 4 years. And he's like, but I've given them like 90% of all that. And we called up his consolidation agency, which was nothing more than a debt settlement company with a fancy name. And they said, oh yeah, they won't accept anything but a full payment. So we've just been holding your money. And I'm like, to my client, hey, what happens, God forbid, when you're driving home, you get hit and you pass from this earth, what's going to happen to your money? They just keep it. No one knew that he had paid $4,000 towards it. So you just, it's one of those buyer bewares. But here's the bottom line in the last 2 minutes. The best simple way to settle your debt, if you can no longer pay the balance or your monthly payment, number one, you need to stop immediately and don't make partial payments, period. Because that's just like throwing water onto a hot iron. It's just going to steam and disappear. Number two, you have to set a plan and accumulate a sum of money between 25 and 45% of each account. So if you have three $1,000 delinquent accounts, you need to go ahead and get like 20% of that $3,000, which is like $600. And then you arrange them from the smallest to the largest. You call them and say, hey, I want to settle this, period. And if you want more details about whether you should file for bankruptcy or whether you should negotiate, you call me at 719-330-1457. I'm not going to get into the specifics on the air, but I am here to help you. And like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell somebody close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the world. Your debt might seem overwhelming, but not as much as the importance of the loved ones around you. And please call me as a radio host and a licensed loan originator. Please talk to your friends, your neighbors, adult children, relatives, church members, everybody, to call Jay Garvins at 719-330-1457 with Churchill Mortgage, partnered with Dave Ramsey. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvins Show.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high,
best seat in the house tonight.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.